I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning we are traveling to the West Indies and the small island nation of Grenada, where 20 North Catholic high school students took part in a mission trip this summer. Joined by three teachers and one parent, these young missionaries served the poor and helped to spread the faith. They were in Grenada thanks to a national organization called Catholic Heart Work Camp, which provides service opportunities for about 118,000 young people every year in the U.S. and also internationally. My guests this morning on this Labor Day weekend are Isaac Summers, who is a religion teacher at North Catholic High School in Cranberry Seven Fields, and senior Kate Burke. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus, Isaac and Kate.
Thank you, Father.
And I first want to make a disclaimer that, Kate, we have the same exact name, but we're not related. But it's good to have a Burke, another Burke on the air. But Isaac, Grenada is considered a developing nation. It has seven islands who are very beautiful. It's a very big tourist area, not far from the coast of Venezuela in South America. Can you give our listeners an overview of Grenada and the service projects that North Catholic students performed back in July over the summer?
Sure, yeah. Grenada is, I guess, it's an island probably about, I mean, the size of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, probably even smaller.
Really?
And so it's obviously has a lot of tourist attractions when it comes to the beaches. And the one major thing they have there is the St. George's University, which is a medical university that a lot of Americans go to, but a lot of people from all over the country go to, all over the world go to as well. And so in that area where the medical university is, there's a lot of tourists, there's the Grand Anse Beach. And so that has probably like a middle class type of feel to it. But whenever you go inland towards like the mountains and the rainforest area, which is where we did our service work, it's pretty poor. And what I always say when I describe the type of work we're doing on houses that we do, it's like they're constantly trying to fix up what's constantly crumbling. And so you'll see like crumbling cinder blocks or crumbling driveways and things of that nature, and houses are falling in. But there's always seems to be people who are in the middle of doing work. And so what our teens did is they came in and they did work such as that. They came in and helped repair homes and paint them and give them a fresh new look. They also helped bring hope and joy to the children at orphanages. And they went to homes that were for the mentally challenged. They went to homes for the elderly. And they also put on some medical clinics there. There were some checkups that were part of the Catholic Heart team when we went down there as well. So they did a plethora of different things, really, and both physical and, I guess, emotional and spiritual needs.
Sounds like a really well thought out program.
It is, and it's the fifth year that the mission trip has been there. So the needs are kind of identified, and it's a well-oiled machine.
And I remember, as I told you this morning when we were walking into the KDK studios, I went on a Catholic Heart Work Camp mission trip back when I was a newly ordained priest, a rookie at St. Alphonsus in Wexford. We went to Atlanta, Georgia, stayed at a Catholic high school, and then it's kind of like a Habitat for Humanity. Like mowed lawn, we painted, fixed stairs, visited a lot of the poor people in Atlanta. It was just a really heartwarming trip to come back. And as a young priest back then and seeing the students doing the mission work, those are wonderful memories that I'll never forget. And I really appreciate that.
I agree with that 100%.
Now, Kate, you did a lot of painting and helped out at a Vacation Bible School. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes. So the first couple days that my group was working, we were assigned to paint Maria and Roger's house. We were painting the exterior, a nice little cream color. Did it come out nice?
Was it like a Picasso masterpiece?
It did. I mean, I'm biased, but I think it looked pretty good by the time we were done with it. So the first couple of days we painted Maria and Roger's house, and then we did have a rainy day that painting outside didn't seem like the best idea. So a couple of different groups joined together, and we went to paint a local church inside.
Wow.
It was a pretty big feat, so I was very impressed that we all were able to come together and paint the whole inside of that church in one day. But it looked amazing by the time we were done.
So not only were you helping out, but you also got to sightsee. So you toured Grenada during the week there. What were your impressions of the people and the places that you visited? That must have been quite an experience.
It was really an amazing experience. The driving was an experience to itself. They drive very differently than we do.
They drive on the other side of the steering wheel on the other side like they do in Europe?
Yes.
Okay, so that's different.
They sometimes forget that there are two sides to the road.
Oh, boy.
But
hold on.
Yes, it was definitely an experience. But something that was just kind of fun and interesting to see, people would just walk around with machetes. And you'd watch them.
Kind of scary.
It wasn't scary necessarily, but it was just very cool to see just somebody in a tree taking down some fruit with their machete.
Oh, that's just their way of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So that, it was really cool to just kind of see firsthand, this is how they're doing it. You want a mango?
It's not what you see in Cranberry
mango.
Or Seven Fields or driving down 228, right?
That is correct. I don't see that on 228.
No, Isaac, what were some of the reactions from other North Catholic students about their experience?
Oh, it was overwhelmingly positive. And I was actually not surprised, but I guess very happy with the reaction that a lot of the students came away with. I had one kid who told me it was the best week of his life.
Wow.
And that was... I was like, no, come on now. Let's not be exaggerating. He's like, no, I'm serious. And there's kids that have talked about just like, we've never been in a situation like this. Like, we've never experienced an area which had this type of poverty. You know, it's like I said, it's not Cranberry Seven Fields.
Yeah, right.
And so it was to have them come out of their element and then respond that the way that they responded was truly heartwarming.
So you know Catholic Heartwork Camp very well. I served on their staff for several summers. I know it started down in Florida back in 1993. Tell us a little bit about the history of Catholic Heartwork Camp.
Yeah, so they started in Orlando, Florida, and that's where their main office is now. And what they do is they put on service camps throughout the country and then some international as well, and we took advantage of the international camps. But mainly, I'd say they're more of a domestic site. They do 50 different cities in the United States. What they do is they send a team in, they set up camp in a local high school or whatever it is, maybe a parish, and then they set up for youth groups or high schools, Catholic high schools, to come in and do service work in that area. So what I like to call it is like it's an all-inclusive resort for service.
Speak, right?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
You fundraise the money, you get down there, you get there, and they have the work project set up for you. They've worked year-round with social agencies to find the right spots for people. They split you up with the other kids across the country that you come in and serve with, so you form relationships there, and then you do a job for 4 days. And then typically on the last day, you have like a free day to enjoy there.
And Catholic Heartwork Camp has been in Pittsburgh over the years, too. I know they just recently they were at Quigley Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
They were at other places, Steubenville, too, locally.
Yes, Steubenville and Oil City.
Oil City up in Venango County,
too.
Yeah, so they helped residents out in our region here
correct.
In Western Pennsylvania. Now, Kate, what is it about helping people in need that motivates and inspires you?
For me, I've done a lot of service work over the past couple of years, so I just, every time I do something new, I realize how much more need there is and how much I want to continue pursuing finding that fulfillment in helping others.
Now, you're a senior now.
Yes.
School just started last week, and so you're the big head honcho on campus. Going to Grenada and then now coming back to school, and then you're sharing some stories and memories with your other classmates. How is that now coming into your final year to take what you just learned from summer? This was a life-changing experience for you, I would assume.
It was. It's definitely helping me to see what I want to pursue in the future, how I want to be able to help other people more. So I'm definitely, that's a big part of my stories to my friends and saying, well, let's try and find more volunteer work we can do when we're around and things like that.
So that kind of motivates you too. And Isaac, have you heard from other students like Kate that they wanted this, like, kind of gears them up even, motivates them even more?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I mean, there's been a lot of excitement, I think, within the school with the mission trips and the mission trips that we're planning on even for next year, and then just within, like, just doing the service hours that are required. They've been talking about going back to Grenada next year and maybe finding different cities that we can go to. And then also, there's definitely an atmosphere, there's a culture around, I guess, Christian service around our life program and around our campus ministry program that's really starting to pick up, and the fruits of the mission trip are definitely present in that.
And what made you choose Grenada this year to take the kids there?
I had previously been to Grenada. Mm-hmm. I had worked on the Catholic Heart staff down there, and I was pretty familiar with it, and I knew they were going to ask me to work on the staff yet again in Grenada. So it worked out for me that to bring my own kids with me, because number one, I could be assured that my students would be safe. You know, mm-hmm. I knew the area and what was going on. Number two, I could also be present with them to be side by side and help guide the mission trip with them.
So that was probably important, and plus probably a sense of assurance from the parents too that, hey, you've already been down there,
right?
And
yeah,
this wasn't your first rodeo, so to speak.
Correct.
That you had some experience there. So taking their kids internationally, especially down in South America, there might be hesitation or some concerns.
And that was there. And I think it was nice that, I mean, this was like a first, not the first one North has done, but definitely the first in a while. So it was nice to have that assurance with this new group of parents. And I think their expectations were met, so it was good.
And then the 20 students really bonded well together
too. Oh, they did. I mean, you could probably speak to that.
I can. It was the greatest thing to see so many different people that I would not have talked to at school
really?
On a daily basis.
You knew them, but you just...
Yes, exactly. I've gone to school with them for years, but we were in a group, and we were all just talking about anything and everything, and it was the coolest thing.
What a new friendships bonded, mm-hmm. too. What? That's fantastic. It's just how... See how things happen naturally, and a whole week can kind of be a life-changing experience for you, and I like it that there's memories. I mean, I still remember 18 years ago, you know, when I went on the Catholic Heart Work Camp. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lwanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And on this Labor Day weekend, we are focusing North Catholic High School's mission trip to Grenada. And with me this morning is Isaac Summers, who is a religion teacher at North Catholic, and also Senior Kate Burke, who also went on the mission trip. And during the break, Kate, we were talking a little bit about more detail about your experiences. You talked about in the first half about you were painting. Can you elaborate a little bit more what else you did?
Absolutely.
At
so
that trip?
After we finished painting the church, we went back to finish up our house, Maria and Roger's house. We wrapped up there and left everything but a small sliver of a window. We got everything but that little bit of window done that someone had to go back and finish the next day. The next day, when we were done, we were moved to a different site. We went to work at the Vacation Bible School, which was so cool. It was the very last day, so all the children had been going the whole week. So we just got to play with the kids outside, play with them inside a little bit, and then we sat them all down and read them a passage from the Bible. They sang some songs, and the one parish that went to Grenada with us, they not with us, but from Florida, they had been accepting donations throughout the past year. And so all of the donations were brought for the children of the Bible school. So all the children were able to go up and get a donation, and just the pure joy was amazing.
And these are the little tykes, right? So they'll be
like
kindergarten through fourth grade or so. Oh, that's made their day, huh?
It was a beautiful thing.
Now, Isaac, service is a big part of being a student at North Catholic. What do you require in terms of service to your students, and why do you do that?
Yeah, so North Catholic requires 20 service hours per student each year. So that's a total of 80.
Wow.
Yeah, a total
that's
of
great.
80 throughout the throughout their high school career, and that's a requirement for graduation. Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind that, and there's certain criteria behind it. Also, it always has to be like human to human interaction. It always has to be a limited amount of sports hours, so like most of it has to have, or like some of it has to have a religious component or maybe just a social component. But the idea behind it is to show that love is basically an action. You know, I think sometimes teenage mindset of love has nothing to do with an action, but rather a feeling. But we're trying to impress upon them, you know, if we are to be Christ's hands and feet, it means getting up and doing something, and more than just throwing money towards a donation, but it means, you know, interacting and seeing God in the people that we are serving. And so the service that's required, well, I know some students may roll their eyes and grumble. I think if we look at what happens on the mission trip and with a lot of different things, they often find that, oh, wow, there is some, you know, some merit behind this all. And even sometimes they're like, yeah, I can truly see Christ in this other person.
So you're not like forcing them to do the 20 hours, but hopefully they are getting something out of it.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. There will always be some who feel forced, but.
And then when they graduate, they have 80 hours of experience that, like Kate, you know, she'll never forget about.
Right. And oftentimes they help them in their you know, in other areas of life, whether they need them for NHS
human development
or something like that.
And for other things too. Now, Kate, last summer in 2018, you went on a mission trip closer to home in the great state of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah. So the mission trip last year was a significantly smaller group of kids. There might have been 6 or 7 of us, I think. There were not...
like almost half of what went with you down to Grenada.
It was a significantly smaller group. Wow. But we still were able to bond over that time. It was very different work. It wasn't quite what we were expecting when we got there. There wasn't a ton of crops to harvest or help because we were focusing primarily on this farm. So there wasn't a lot of help we could do there. So we helped out to clean around the site. We cleaned up the barn a little bit, helped the farmer there. We cleaned out a trail for the kids to come and camp along. And then... probably my favorite memory from that trip was we were moving chickens from one location to another, their coop and everything included. So our whole group spent about a half a day scooping chickens and putting them back in their coop to relocate them later in the day. And it was just so funny because I remember all of us just rushing towards them to try and squish them into a corner so somebody could pick them up and grab them. It was definitely an experience.
So this swoop them, you just kind of like a herding of cattle, but they're chickens.
Yes, that's exactly
something that I never did in my lifetime. That sounds interesting.
It was funny, but it didn't seem like mission work at the time.
Were they running like scattering, or were they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they did not want you to grab them. But at the end of the day, we would sit down, a couple of us, and just reflect on what our day was. And
that's great.
Because at the time, you don't think, oh, this is God's work. But at the end of the day, when you're really going over it, you see a little bit of light everywhere that you know was Christ in your day. So
yeah, you're scooping chickens out, which is an important thing too. Now, Isaac, you teach religion to juniors at North Catholic High School. What's it like to see them put their faith into action? Because you see them now that you're back in school, sitting behind a desk, doing, you know, the theological part of it and the religious aspect of it, but the other side of it, their faith into action, that must be really neat for you to experience that.
Oh, sure. I mean, this is probably no secret to you, Father, but sometimes it can be a little disheartening being somebody who teaches faith or stuff of that nature, because sometimes people don't feel, especially teenagers, don't really want to listen to it, you know. And mm-hmm. and so while we've had great discussions in my religion classes and whatnot, you always look for those tangible things, because I always tell them religion is a two-part thing. We have labs for biology and stuff of that nature. Why? Because you're taking what you learn and you put it into action. I say the same thing for religion. You're never going to really understand the words that I teach in this class if you don't take them and put them into action. So to see the juniors that I taught come on the mission trip and then put them into action, I told them many times, I was beyond proud, you know, to the point where I teared up a couple times because of the beauty of them stepping out of their comfort zone and actually, you know, experiencing and, you know, showing love to other people.
Now, Kate, you're a senior this year at North Catholic, and you're looking ahead to graduating next year, 2020. What field would you like to study?
At the moment, I'm looking to study nursing.
Nursing, great.
Yeah, I think it's my way of helping others. I'm still figuring it out, but I think that's my avenue.
My sister's a nurse at Children's Hospital. She works in the NEO intensive care unit, so all the kids like in intensive care.
Mm-hmm.
And my other sister, Lisa, works at Shadyside Hospital in the lab, so both of my sisters are in the medical field. That's a wonderful caring. And probably looking at these mission trips that you've done mm-hmm. in the past, West Virginia and just recently Grenada, this is your way of giving back to help too.
Definitely.
Now, Isaac, you were one of the 5 groups from the Diocese of Pittsburgh that took part in the Catholic Heart Work Camp this past summer. For those who are interested in future Catholic Heart Work Camps, how would they learn about that?
I think the easiest way is to go to their website, heartworkcamp.com. And they have, if you go onto that website, they have a bunch of pictures and stuff and promotional stuff of how what actually goes on in the camp, and obviously a Q&A page. But also, they have like a list of all their locations. And it really is a great tool for youth groups in high schools, especially with teenagers, if you don't know what you're doing, if you really want to just get and do some mission work and you don't really want to have to worry about the organization behind the organization behind like the work sites and all that stuff, mm-hmm. if you don't know how to do that stuff, Catholic Heart does all that for you. And so basically all it is you have to get the proper paperwork, you have to get the proper fee in, and you have to get the proper transportation. Once you get down there, everything's, I guess it's taken care of for you. So if you go on their website, they have different camps, and you look down and you can say, oh, this one's near me or this one's far away, and we want to go that way, far away, and you register for it. And you could also, if you wanted to see different work that they do, you can look at their handles on Twitter, Instagram, all that, and I think that's all at Heart Work Camp.
So this is a wonderful opportunity for youth ministers, yeah. Teachers, guidance counselors, people that are working with youth, saying, hey, we're trying to think about what to do next year, mm-hmm. for a service project, or somebody just coming into one of the new groupings of the parishes, figuring out this would be a great tool to use.
Yeah, and I was a youth minister previously, mm-hmm. at a parish, and it was definitely a big tool for us whenever we were starting the youth group going. It's just like we knew, okay, this is what we're shooting towards, and then you have your events in between building up.
And I like that option that you can go close,
yeah.
or national or international.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. And I think North Catholic might do two next year.
So wow. We're really going for the double thing. Well, Kate Burke and Isaac Summers, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Father.
Thank you, Father.
And we'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Roy Showman, who will be a speaking series on Wednesday, September 11th. That's next Wednesday, 7 p.m. at St. John and Paul Church, located at Wexford Bain Road in Franklin Park, Wexford area. And it starts at 7 p.m. And Roy comes from a family from Jewish parents who fled Nazi Germany. And midway through a career of teaching and consoling, he experienced a conversion to Christianity. And a really wonderful speaker, great past, just a nice guy, learning about his change of heart from a Jewish Harvard professor to now being a Catholic evangelist. So that's Roy Showman, a Catholic speaker, will be held next Wednesday, September 11th, 7 p.m., St. John and Paul Church, located at 2586 Wexford Bain Road. That's right off the Wexford exit of Interstate 79 in the Franklin Park, Wexford area. It's a free event, really nice evening, especially now that we're just coming back after the summer season to get spiritually renewed. Next Wednesday, September 11th, 7 p.m., St. John and Paul, Roy Showman. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.